With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. In 1984, Charles Scribner Jr., head of the venerable publishing house of Charles Scribner's Sons, proposed a merger with Macmillan.
We came with a dowry, and part of our dowry was Ernest Hemingway, plus another little rogues gallery of great American authors.
Charles Scribner Jr., now a consultant with the publishing house his great-grandfather founded in 1846. He notes that other great writers with Scribner's included F. Scott Fitzgerald, James Jones, and Edith Wharton. Scribner says that the house once received a colossal, almost unworkable manuscript called Look Homeward, Angel, written by an unknown author named Thomas Wolfe. But the legendary editor, Maxwell Perkins, saw that despite the bulk, the author had a special voice.
He just sat about carving a book out of that, as if he'd had a kind of a pickaxe or something, he might carve a statue out of an iceberg.
Scribner's was exemplified by its own bookstore on New York City's Fifth Avenue, an architectural and literary treasure now in the hands of others.
Owning that bookstore for so many years was for me one of the great thrills of my life, because it was like a beautiful yacht. And I'd walk back to the back of the store and look through the store to the awnings on the outside, and it looked a little like a yacht. I just loved it.
Charles Scribner Jr. was one of his own bookstore's best customers. Scribner was instrumental this past summer in convincing the U.S. Postal Service to issue a stamp honoring Ernest Hemingway. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. For years, publisher Charles Scribner Jr. lobbied the Postal Service to issue a stamp honoring Ernest Hemingway as a great American and a great author.
I thought that it was a shame and really an embarrassment that the Post Office Department didn't see it that way.
But this past summer, postal officials finally issued a new Hemingway commemorative stamp. It's the seventh in a literary series that includes John Steinbeck and William Faulkner. Charles Scribner Jr. joined his family's publishing house shortly after World War II, and Ernest Hemingway became his responsibility.
I was first assigned by my father to deal with Hemingway because we were doing an illustrated edition of the Farewell to Arms.
Hemingway hated the illustrations, and it was young Scribner's job to convince the sometimes temperamental author to accept them.
He wrote back such a nice letter, said he's glad that I was in the firm. He said, I shouldn't worry too much about the feelings of the illustrator. He said, illustrators aren't entitled to have any feelings. They're just like photographers.
Once Hemingway ordered Charles Scribner Jr. to hold for safekeeping a valise Hemingway had stuffed with papers.
This makes me sound awful dumb. I said, if I lose it, I'll shoot myself. And he said, well, that wouldn't do me any good, which was really a very clever Hemingway answer.
Ernest Hemingway was loyal to Scribner's until that sad day in 1961 in Ketchum, Idaho, when he killed himself with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. Ernest Hemingway was the star among the authors published by Charles Scribner's and Sons. But once, Charles Scribner Jr., great-grandson of the founder, nearly lost Hemingway when he turned down the introduction the great author had written for a new collection of his short stories.
I didn't feel I could publish it. It was not up to him, so I had the temerity to write him. He was in Spain at the time and said, Ernest, this is a fine introduction, but I just don't think it's right for the audience because it's too jocular.
A furious Hemingway fired back a blistering cable demanding that the project be stopped.
Well, I was sick with anxiety for several days, but finally a letter came from him. He said, you know, Mary didn't like that introduction either. And then he said something you really won't believe. He said, if I can't write for you anymore, I'll be your scout.
Charles Scribner Jr. says Hemingway was as colorful as the characters in his books.
His life and what he saw, he transmuted in his own way into his own fiction.
And Hemingway lived his work.
That's why he took some of these safaris and trips and so on, because he spoke of that as filling up his well, that experience would fill up his literary well.
Charles Scribner Jr.'s goal of a commemorative stamp to honor Ernest Hemingway has become a reality. The stamp shows a bearded Papa Hemingway with Impala galloping behind him on a golden African plain. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.